Boy Swallows Universe, written by Trent Dalton and read by Stig Weems.
"Look, Eli, you're in the hole," he says. "You know what I mean? This is a low, but it only goes up, mate. This is your Black Peter. It only goes up, mate."
I keep staring at the ceiling. I have a question. "Are you a good man, Slim?" Slim is puzzled by this.
"Why are you asking that for?"
Tears spill from my eyes, run down across my temples. "Are you a good man, Slim?"
"Yeah,"
Slim says. I turn my head towards him. He's looking out my room window, blue sky and cloud.
"I'm a good man," Slim says. "But I'm a bad man too. And that's like all men, kid. We all got a bit of good and a bit of bad in us. The tricky part is learning how to be good all the time and bad none of the time. Some of us get that right. Most of us don't."
"Is Lyle a good man?"
"Yeah, Eli," he says. "He's a good man. Some of the time."
"Slim?"
"Yeah, kid."
"Do you think I'm good?" Slim nods.
"Yeah, kid. You're all right."
"But am I good?" I ask. "Do you think I'm going to be a good man when I grow up?" Slim shrugs.
"Well, you're a good boy," he says. "But I guess being a good boy doesn't guarantee being a good man."
"I think I need to be tested," I say.
"What do you mean?"
"I need to be tested. A test of character. I don't know what's inside me, Slim." Slim stands up and looks at the writing on my drip bag.
"I think they souped you up on some wacky juice, mate," Slim says, sitting back down again.
"I do feel good," I say. "I feel like I'm still in a dream."
"That's the painkillers, mate," Slim says. "Why do you need to be tested? Why don't you just know that you're a good kid? You got a good heart."
"I don't know that," I say. "I'm not certain of that. I've thought some horrible things. I've had some very evil thoughts that couldn't be the thoughts of someone good."
"Thinking evil thoughts and doing evil deeds are two very different things," Slim says.
"Sometimes I imagine two aliens coming to planet Earth, and they have faces like piranhas, and they drag me away in their spaceship, and we're flying through space as Earth comes into view in the spaceship's rearview mirror, and one of the aliens turns to me from their driver's seat and says, 'It's time, Eli.' And I take one last look at Earth and I say, 'Do it.' And the other alien presses a red button, and in the rearview mirror, the Earth doesn't explode like it was the Death Star blowing up. It just silently vanishes from space. It's there, then not there. Like it was just deleted from the universe, more than destroyed." Slim nods. "Sometimes, Slim, I wonder if you're not an actor. And Mummy's too. And Lyle as well. And Gus. Oh, man. Gus. He's like the best actor who ever lived, and you guys are all just acting around me, and I'm being watched by those aliens in some grand production of my life."
"That's not evil," Slim says. "That's just crazy, and a little self-centered."
"I need a test," I say. "Some moment where my true character can reveal itself naturally. I could do something noble without a second's thought. I just do it because doing good things is in me, and I'll know for certain then that I am truly good inside.